Blog Talk Radio.
Of thy commandments, when thou shalt enlarge my heart. Hallelujah. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. With my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. Blessed art thou, O Yahweh. Teach me thy statutes in all riches. My soul cleaveth unto the dust. Quicken thou me according to thy word. I have declared my ways, and thou heardest me. Teach me thy statutes. Make me to understand the way of thy precepts. So shall I talk of thy wondrous works. My soul melteth for heaviness. Strengthen thou me according to thy word. Remove from me the way of lying, and grant me thy law graciously. I have chosen the way of truth. Thy judgments have I laid before me. I have stuck unto thy testimonies. O Yahweh, put me not to shame. I will run the way of thy commandments when thou shalt enlarge my heart. Hallelujah, which is my mind. Psalm 119, section daleth, which is equivalent to D in the English letter system. But daleth comes from the what? Aleph Beit of the Hebrew letters. Shalom, 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 shalom. All praise, all honor, all glory be unto the Most High Yahweh, henceforth, forever and ever. I am Yeremiah ben Yisrael, and you are in the Knowledge Suite every M day, every W day on Blog Talk Radio, with the exception of some F days. We have special editions. Yes, my beloved brothers and my beloved sisters, it gives me a great deal of pleasure. Yes, it is a blessing and a privilege to be able to come your way and grace you on the nights that we come on Blog Talk Radio with the Knowledge Suite, because that's where you are now. You are in this suite that we call the Knowledge Suite of this gigantic hotel called Blog Talk Radio. My beloved brothers, my beloved sisters, so much. And you know, I never get tired of saying this, because what? It never ceases to be. So much is going down, and so much is transpiring in this dispensation of time upon this planet. But praise the Most High Yah, it is the time of the end, the time that a lot of our fathers, the prophets, foretold and told us to be on the lookout for. Because now, in this dispensation of time, we have a lot of people, a lot of brothers and sisters. There are many of them out here now declaring this truth. Now, the fact remains, we don't all have it all, brothers and sisters. Be patient with those who are coming along, because you and I hadn't always been here, and we still don't have it all. We don't know everything it is to know. No, we don't. We don't understand. We don't understand and overstand everything to be what? Understood, understood, and overstood. We don't have that. Yes, that is coming in due time. And it's not given to one person anyway. It is spread abroad. Wisdom is a broad thing. And wisdom is what? Infinitesimal, meaning it has no end. My beloved brothers and sisters, as such as tonight, I'm going to let the rib of the watchman have about 20 for the next 20 minutes. We're going to listen to the sister just bring forth some things, and she's going to tell you some some, you know, she's going to express some things that you really need to give some thought to. Does she have it all? No. Do we have it all? No. Hallelujah. She doesn't mention the name of the Creator, but we know who she is referring to, because look, the Creator has a fix for that. You'll find it in what, Isaiah chapter 52, where the Most High tells us, hallelujah, the Most High Yah tells us in Isaiah chapter 52, verse 6, therefore my people shall know my name. Therefore they shall know in that day that I am he that doth speak. Behold, it is I. So because of the fact that the brothers and sisters don't know and not calling the name does not mean they are not going to know. Now, you just heard this from the mouth of the Most High Yah. So we need to just stop pointing the finger trying to be so judgmental. You know, we got to be patient. People wake up in stages. And it may take some of them years to even come into this truth, even after showing it to them. But one thing for sure, the Most High Yah is going to make this known, because he is going to declare his name to us himself. Hallelujah. He said we shall know his name. And that, and when Yah say you shall do something, you shall do it. Okay, without further delay, let's get into what, hallelujah, the real but the watchman has to say, and what she is going to tell us, share with us tonight in the Knowledge Suite. I am Yeremiah Ben Yisrael. You are in the Knowledge Suite. We will return right at the end of the program to kind of do a little, you know, summing up, and then we're going to bid you peace and blessings, blessings and peace. And we thank you, you and yours, for your listening ears, hallelujah, your open minds and your open hearts and your seeing eyes, hallelujah.
It's Most High God, Israel. It's a blessing to be before you today. My name is Lee C. E. Smith, the Rib of the Watchman. And I'm coming to you today with a short little teaching. It's really something that needs to be, it's been explained. It's been explained many a times in our videos. But you, as y'all know, we're on Facebook and we see a lot of things and we see a lot of posts that come through. And our people are still confused about the Gentiles. And today, I'm just going to bring you a short little snippet on this understanding that you need to get, Israel, because we have taught you about wisdom, being wise. We've taught you about having understanding. And some of you just aren't getting it, and we do understand. We know everybody's not Hebrew, and we do know everyone's not going to get it. But if you're going to be out there telling people, we've got to correct you. But anyways, let's look at this thing. Today I'm going to deal with, I'm also tell you about getting prepared too. You've got to be, start preparing for a few things. If the Most High hasn't already come and told you, but knowing that being the watchman, he has to share these things, that God tells him to share things that he doesn't tell us to share, we can't share. So let's look at, let's start in the book of Proverbs. We're going to try to get this cleared up so that there'll be no more confusion about the Gentiles. We're going to start in Proverbs chapter 1, verse 5 through 7. I'm going to be reading from the screen, so I'm going to be able to look at you. A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attend unto wise counsel. Verse 6. To understand a proverb and the interpretation, and the words of the wise, and their dark sayings. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Now, I've read that to you, and I'm going to break it down just a little bit, just to give you some insight into where we're going and what we're going to look at this evening. A wise man will hear. That's the beginning. That's the start. That's the start. Because a lot of y'all, you're not wise at all. I mean, we're on Facebook. We see things. We know what's happening. We know who's who pretty much. Most of you are not wise. And I want to say that with all authority, because the Most High has given me authority to say it. You don't hear. You do not hear. You refuse to hear from God. Like, we don't know if it's because you don't like his messenger, or we don't know if it's that you just refuse to hear God, or you don't love God, or you are not Hebrew. We don't know, but we do Notice one of the above. He says, and will increase learning. You're going to increase learning. No, you're not going to be learning a whole lot. You're going to learn some. But those that are wise are going to add on to what's already been learned. He says, will increase learning. You're going to increase it. You're going to shed light on things that light wasn't shining on. You're going to open up doors that were locked and people didn't know that was in there. That's what increased learning means. And a man of understanding shall attend unto wise counsel. Meaning, if you have any understanding of what God is saying, that is bringing you that understanding, you're going to cling to it and you're going to get some understanding from it yourself. You're going to want that counseling. You're going to want that understanding. Israel, you got to understand, if you are Israel, everybody is not a teacher. Just because you got some color in your skin, just because you can read. My baby was reading at 11 months old. She knew lots of words. We told her from the beginning when she was newborn, speaking plain English to her. We never goo-goo-got her, gaga her one time. She has an understanding. She knew, but she didn't have the understanding of wisdom that God is talking about here. She could read. Anybody can read. But that's not what God's talking about. And you've got a lot of people just reading the Bible, and they don't understand any of what they're reading. And then they're making these grandiose posts and putting stuff out there, and people just, oh, yeah, you're right. Oh, I love this. This is me, blah, blah, blah. He's just fools. Let me go on. He says, to understand a proverb, not just the book of Proverbs, those are a list of them, but he has proverbs in all his writings that have to be understood. And interpretation. They have to be interpreted to you. You don't just know what it says. There's a meaning, an underlying meaning. He also says, the words of the wise and their dark sayings. It's a darkness. It's back here. It's hidden. And as the wise bring it forth, and those with understanding, their life starts to get brighter and brighter and brighter. And you see more. You'll understand more than you say, oh, I get it. It's a dark, hidden proverb that you can't see and make sense of. And then it starts to come out in the light. Huh? All right? The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. See, some of y'all never feared him.
Why? Because you didn't know him, first of all.
But now that you know him, you've got to fear him. You better be afraid of him. I see folks all the time posting, I fear nothing. I don't have fear. I'm not afraid of anything. You better use some fear. And it better be towards the Lord, the Most High God. He says, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. And the most of the time, the reason why he is a fool is because he does not want to accept it from whom God sends it through. That's your number one problem. That's what makes you a fool. And just because you quote scripture or you click on something that somebody likes or somebody has said, that doesn't make you wise. That doesn't mean you have understanding. That just means I ain't going to follow you. I ain't gonna say what you saying. I don't believe in you. You're not proving anything to anybody. You're not showing anybody any more wisdom than the other person that clicked on it and showed it and said this is what's what. Y'all got to get wise. You better pray God gives you wisdom and understanding. And y'all been lying to these Gentiles because you've been taught to. Because the Gentile himself has been lied to. And the last one that I saw, I thought, we need to explain this again. Because for some reason, they just aren't getting it. I had a young man who, we have a lot of respect for this young man because he tries. He's really trying to help Israel. But he doesn't have a full understanding over what he is teaching. He thinks he knows because he can read. Remember, any book you pick up is a book written with your enemy's understanding. Israel ain't written no books. Israel has not had the authority to write books. Every book you read is the understanding of a Gentile or a non-believer of the Most High God or a non-child of the Most High God. So just saying, well, I've been reading this book over here and I went back and I researched over there and you're still reading it from the understanding of darkness. Their understanding and what they thought it said. they too have to be brought to the light of understanding. So let's go on and let's do this, because I can't be before you too long, because it takes YouTube 2 days to upload a video. But anyway, we're going to now go to Isaiah 42, and we're going to start at verse, let's say, 6. Okay? It says, I, the Lord, have called thee in righteousness. Y'all think that means good works. Y'all think that means being good and doing things and kindness and love. Y'all think that has a thing to do with righteousness. You know what righteousness is? Being born of the seed of Abraham. Abraham was considered righteousness. So anything that came out of Abraham is following righteousness. When Isaac was born, he followed Abraham. That was righteous. When the 12 tribes of Israel came out of Isaac, Jacob followed Isaac. Isaac, that's righteousness, following out of Abraham. Then the 12 tribes followed out of, that's following righteousness. Being born Hebrew, you're going to be considered righteous because you came from Abraham. Let's go on. And will hold thine hand, God will hold your hand, righteous, and will keep you righteous, and give thee for a covenant of the people, comma. Those that follow righteousness, those that were born of Abraham's seed all the way through to this day, God is going to hold our hand. He's going to give us for a covenant. He's going to keep us for the people, Israel, for us, comma. This is where it gets tricky. For a light of the Gentiles. Now, what God is saying is, remember I told you about that darkness and them hidden things? The Gentiles are in darkness. They're still in darkness. You know why? Because they never knew the truth about the people they have in bondage in this day. God had to raise up some people. See, y'all ain't the only ones that follow us. Y'all not the only ones that listen to Israel. Israel's listening and learning, and so are the Gentiles. Because the Gentiles now have somebody that's bringing that light of understanding to them that they can see those are the people. You mean to tell me these people over here that we hate more than life itself, those are the chosen people of the Most High God? It was in darkness. Now it's slowly coming out. It's slowly getting understanding. You mean the niggers don't eat pork anymore? Huh? You mean the niggers won't go in and buy the shit track of a pig and cook it in their homes and swallow it and chew it up and eat it? What do you mean? See, they're learning. You're the light. You're showing them. What do you mean? These people are the holy people, God. Yes. This is what it means. You now are a light for the Gentiles. Let's keep on going in verse 7. It says to open the blind eyes, to bring out the prisoners from the prison, and them that sit in darkness out of the prison house. This is what you're going to do. Because see, y'all think that these little lowly life Hebrews that is telling y'all this stuff and teaching you this stuff, we're the only ones looking at them. Y'all better believe the FBI, the police, you name it, the CIA, oh, everybody, the White House, everybody's listening to Israel. Everybody's listening. All the Gentiles are listening and learning. They're seeing. They're coming to this light. They're coming to this understanding. You ain't the only one. You might see a little people in a group, and it looks like there's only 4 or 5 of them. They got eyes all on them, all over the interweb, watching them, looking. We can go to our website and check and see who's been there and see who's visited lotofmenomore.org, and guarantee you, every time we see no identity, that's when Gentiles watching. And Gentiles, they don't want you to know what city they're in, what organization they're involved with. They're watching, they're learning. Because this light now is being shined, and they're hearing things they had no understanding of. Let's keep on going. Verse 8 says, I am the Lord. Title, name, position. I am the Lord. That is my name. Nobody else's name, Lord. You hear me? Jesus ain't Lord of Lords, King of Kings, and nothing else. God said, that is my name. And my glory will I not give to another. I'm going to tell you right now, y'all don't understand. Israel is God's glory. We are the ones that's going to shine and show this world. And he's not giving it to nobody else. He's not giving it to the Gentiles. He's not going to give it to any other nation or any other people that has ever come up on the face of this earth. Got it? Neither my praise to graven images. We ain't going to give his praise to no graven images. Y'all over there praising and worshiping wooden crosses and wooden sticks and gold chains with a dead man's body on them and buildings with big old penises on the top of them pointing up to heaven. Y'all worship that shit. Israel no longer worships that. Israel has been brought to the light of understanding. Now the Gentiles are finding out. He said, behold, the former things are come to pass. And new things do I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. You see, all these things that we have been telling you, Israel, things that are going to happen, things that you have never heard before, they're springing forth. It's coming forth. Huh? You mean back in the day, we hung these people from trees? We thought they were less than nothing. They told us that they didn't matter. They were not people. They're not human beings. And now, what? The light's coming on. The light's being shined. They can see. Oh, my God. What have we done? Perfect to go on. You see, the Gentiles have been told that they are now a part of the tree of Israel because God broke all them off and he burned them up in the fire and got rid of them. But then he's going to come back and attach to Israel. All that. Y'all believe all this stupid bullshit y'all been told by the New Testament? None of it is true. None of it. It never made sense back then. It don't make sense today. And the Gentiles are now starting to see. Something's not right with all this stuff we've been being told. Something's wrong, because I'm hearing these black folks say stuff I've never heard said before, and it makes so much sense. Who's telling the truth? Because it can't be this. To the Gentiles, you're coming in, you're grafted in. No, you're not. That's a lie. Let me tell you what God says in Jeremiah 3:23. Truly in vain is salvation hoped for from the hills and from the multitude of mountains. Truly in the Lord our God is the salvation of Israel. Israel and nobody else. It's sad. It's really sad that you still want to incorporate people and nations that do not belong to the God of Israel, that are not of the God of Israel. They're not his people. Let's go to Isaiah 60, and we're going to start at verse 1. Arise, shine, for thy light is come. You see that? Arise, shine. Your light has come. We're here. We're telling you. We're teaching you. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. That means upon us. You see things you've never seen before. You heard things you've never heard before. Who are these Negroes talking all this talk? How can they speak the way they speak? How do they have an understanding over the Bible like this? We're shining the light. His glory is upon us. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, Israel, you, and his glory shall be seen upon you. Everybody running around screaming, what are we going to do? Oh, we got to dig holes. We got to go into the mountains, the cave. Oh, we got to store up food. We got to. Yeah, you do, Israel. I got to talk to you about that, too. And we got to store up food. We got to get water in our houses. We got to start knowing how to make insulin. If we're out in the wilderness, if something happens, if things go. Yeah, in gross darkness is upon the world. Wars, rumors of wars, people threatening to kill the dollar, China and this one gathering. Y'all hear gross darkness everywhere. Huh? Check out God. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light. Meaning, oh, come out of that dark room. Come on out of there and learn something. Come on, listen here. Come on, don't be scared. Come on out there. Learn something, y'all. Y'all about to find out you're not who you thought you were. And the people in your midst are not the people you thought they were. It says, the king and kings to the brightness of thy rising. Here the kings are down here, the Gentiles and all the other people who thought you were nothing. And here you are, Israel, you teeny little thing, rising up in their midst. And they're looking up at the brightness of the Lord shine. Huh? They ain't going with the brightness. They're looking at you rise up. Your understanding and your knowledge and your teachings. Huh? He said, lift up thine eyes, round about, verse 4, and see, all they gather themselves together. They come to thee, thy sons shall come from far, and thy daughters shall be nursed all at thy side. Verse 5, then thou shalt see and flow together, and thine heart shall fear, and be enlarged, because the abundance of the sea shall be converted unto thee. Me, all those that walk down the water, all those that creep down the water, those that God did not create by hand, those that he spoke to come into existence, those that were by the isles, the Gentiles, those that creep out of the water.
All right, just for the clarification and the verification of things, I thought I'd kind of break it off right there and just kind of step on it here and just, you know, do a little clarification to something. Now, Sister did mention Isaiah chapter 42, verse 8. Now, the way this actually reads, see, Lord is not a name. She's yet to get to that. Understand that, praise the Most High, Yah, but we're to show you where Yah is going to settle that. But she does make some very good, strong, and astounding points coming from the word of Yah. Yah says, your Bible says I am the Lord, but we already know that wherever Lord appears in capitals or where God appears in capitals, that reads Yod-Heh-Wah-Heh, the four Hebrew consonants that constitute and make up the name Yahweh, Yod-Heh-Wah-Heh, okay? And then, hallelujah, it is pronounced and vocalized, Yahweh. I am Yahweh. That is my name. See, Lord is not a name. And my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. Now, his glory also encompasses what? It encompasses him, his totality, his total being. And also, she's right, included in his glory is Yisrael. He even tells us that Yisrael is his glory. Yes, it's written in the same book, in the book of Isaiah, hallelujah. Also in Isaiah chapter 60, where she was reading, where, hallelujah, talk about the earth is, Isaiah, for example, chapter 60, verse 2, for behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people, but Yahweh shall arise upon thee. Now, the gross darkness covers us. We are the people. See, the rest of the world is in just darkness, which is already gross ignorance and gross lack of knowledge of the truth. But look at who the gross darkness covers, the people. Who are the people? We are. That's why he says here, hallelujah. Excuse me, but it says, but Yahweh shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. Hallelujah. She's right about the fact that whether the Gentiles shall come to thy light and kings to thy brightness of thy rising. Yes, they are awakening. A lot of them didn't get told. You know, it wasn't passed down like they normally do to their children or offspring. They usually tell them the truth about who we are and make them swear to oath they'll never reveal this truth. But see, now they're breaking down because there are multiple white persons, both men and women, male and female, on YouTube and other platforms coming out admitting that we are definitely the children of Israel. Yes, they're coming out with them. They can't maintain it. They can't contain it, rather. They can't hold it. They are having to tell it. They have to tell it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 5, then shalt thou see and flow together, and thine heart shall fear and be enlarged because the abundance of the sea. What sea? Tremendous sea of people. Not the waters now, the abundance of the sea of people shall be converted unto thee. The fourth sea, comma, the forces of the Gentiles shall come unto thee. This is what he means by the sea, see? He's talking about the forces or the wealth, the inheritance. Hallelujah. Everything that the Gentiles own will become ours because they don't own it anyway. They stole it. Yes. And my brothers and sisters, it's been a pleasure sharing in with you. And remember, we're continuing now. We still have the New Testament on trial. Stay tuned because we're going to go in court again, and we still have the New Testament on the witness stand. And so far, it's not looking good. Yes. Because we are going to persecute, we are going to destroy, we are going to kill this new book called the New Testament. Praise Yah, be blessed. We'll see you again next week. Shalom.